It's that time of year again when King County sends out property value assessments to all homes and businesses. However, KUOW's Casey Martin reports the assessments are not always definitive.
Here's what King County Assessor John Wilson says you should do when you get that little card in the mail.
Okay, first, don't panic. Second, look at the card really carefully and then go online and look at your property on the assessor's website. See if by chance, is there something about your property that we might have an error?
With over 700,000 properties in King County, Wilson says their assessments often need revising.
For example, we had a couple years ago a gentleman in Seattle who we once had marked as a view property of Lake Washington, but his neighbors just across the property line had a huge tree that had grown up over time and now blocked his view. Well, we changed that.
The county urges everyone to review their assessments, especially since the state passed its four-year budget to fully fund public schools last November, known as the McCleary decision. That plan has driven up property taxes to pay for schools.
That's why, in particular, this time around, it's going to be all the more important for King County residents to take a careful look at their assessed value, because that does relate to how much they're going to pay for especially state taxes for education.
Wilson says he's expecting property taxes in King County to increase this year between 10 and 15%. County officials say they are working on some form of tax relief, but the details are still being finalized. To file a claim on your property assessment, you can go to kingcounty.gov. For KUOW News, I'm Casey Martin.